Man's harmonious affinity with technology can be rewarding, but with past lessons so brutally flouted, the nature of exploitation rears its ugly head time after time. There is nothing wrong with progression, but progression based on the creed of abuse is when we move from the annals of advancement to plunge into a world full of deceit and decadence. I believe we have reached that point, and unless something is done, we are shackled to those principles. This will eventually open a door to either global revolt or mass subjugation. Either way, both choices paint a painful picture. Chapter 1, The Fabricated Lie. As we evolve, we begin to see people for what they really are. There is corruption at many levels in various establishments, ranging from the media to banking empires and politicians. And let's face it, the leaders are mostly out for themselves. They enter the political arena full of promises, but eventually take a path paved with benefits and advantages, along with other prestigious gold-plated rewards that secure both their future and pension. The workers, even the middle classes, are unlikely to ever attain the levels reached by these aristocrats. When most of these people are elevated into positions of authority and power, more often than not, and I believe you can vouch for me on this, they abuse their policies in pursuit of prosperity and influence. The political ring is notorious for this. After all, you don't enter Parliament or the Senate for being an honest, all-around decent guy or girl, now do you? If you have concerns for the masses, wishing to alleviate redundancy, hunger, and other basic anxieties on your manifesto, you'll more than likely be intimidated and sent packing for not conforming to an elite program designed to uphold mainstream ideas, but which runs on a very loose principle of wading through them rather than actually solving them. Glittering promises and advantages always seem to end up dissipating into the ether. As these auspicious officials rise through the ranks, their concerns for lesser mortals washing away in favor of opulence. The galas, dazzling invitations, and other glitzy perks obtained throughout their distinguished careers create a dreamland existence, with the humdrum plights they promised to purge waved in favor of an Eden created by money, and lots of it. The elite are then welcomed into the cream of society. A cream that is not part of the middle-class population, which makes it, in their eyes, uninviting. I was always told that the class system was slowly dying, but this is a fallacy and one which couldn't be further from the truth. Generally speaking, we are reverting to a Victorian configuration, an age-old empire where the elite outfox the workers and lower-class citizens. Only the commanders, entrepreneurs, and other successful socialites will exist beyond a veil of secrecy. Most already do, and it is ultimately, this that leads me to believe that a new world order is quietly and progressively being formed. A world governed by the few, but which will be administered by a police state of unimaginable proportion. These tycoons have signed up to the creation of a plan so monstrous, it will change the very face of Earth forever. There will be no surprise or shock when the day servitude happens, for the process will be gradual and expertly managed. Electronic equipment will be utilized to draw the populace into a magical world of technological wonderment, an age of virtual reality and escapism, which the quantum computers of the future will broadcast, enticing every man, woman, and child into the realms of their digital domain and snaring them, rather like a spider's web, into a mesh of irreversible submission.